the voiceless go unheard for so long. That's when you change the words to the
people
song.
Gathered in a quiet section of Martin Luther King Park on Buffalo's east side Wednesday evening for a vigil honoring victims of police violence, most notably Jacob Blake and Daniel Prude. Blake survived being shot in the back 7 times by Kenosha, Wisconsin police officers in August, while Prude lost his life in Rochester in March after being asphyxiated while in the custody of Rochester police officers. Video of Prude's death was released last week, and both incidents have sparked protests in their respective cities. On this evening, social justice group Allies for Black Justice is bringing people together to grieve and express their feelings through speech or song, says ABJ co-founder Diane Britton.
There's so much anger and fight that we're constantly doing, and every now and then just to be able to sit down and be able to cry about it, be angry about it, have that personal connection that we all have with it, and then just kind of have that moment so that we're stronger tomorrow to fight more.
Event speaker Dejon Hall was in Rochester over the weekend enduring tear gas while participating in the protests over what Hall calls the cover-up of Prude's death. He sees similarities in how law enforcement in Buffalo and Rochester treat black and brown people.
The problem is this nation has viewed policing in a way and enabled it in a way that has been harmful to black and brown folks across the board. It's true in Rochester and true in Buffalo. So yes, what happens there has bearing here, just as what happens in Portland, Minneapolis, Oakland, and D.C., and any other city has bearing around this country. So long as there's injustice anywhere, there's a threat to justice everywhere.
Fighting through anger, Hall says in moments of tragedy, it is imperative for citizens to continue to have their voices heard. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.
You're either against them or you're with them, so.